When the Black Keys took a break from recording and touring after years and years on the road, the rumors flew. Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney had a falling out. They're sick of each other. They've split up. So Dan and Patrick figured, why not have a little fun with all that gossip and speculation? So they produced a video in which the two sullen-faced rock stars sit in an office with their therapist.
You haven't spoken to each other in 5 years. And according to your contract with Warner Brothers, if you continue not to speak to each other, they retain the option to send you to the next level of mediation.
And so it's off to a hippy-dippy spiritual community. But really, the video is just a chance to launch their new album.
In the summertime.
Let's Go from the Black Keys' first release in 5 years. It's called Let's Rock, which is what singer-guitarist Dan Auerbach and drummer Patrick Carney have been doing together for almost 20 years now, and they join us from Nashville. Welcome to the program.
Thank you for having us.
Just to set the record straight, you guys aren't sick of each other, right?
No, not officially.
I'm just wondering if your stint at the Happy Trails intentional community and spiritual retreat worked.
Yeah, well, it did. They had validated parking, so that's what got us there.
So you have been playing together since you were teenagers in Akron, Ohio. So maybe you earned the right to some time apart. But what did take 5 years? Why so long?
Well, we took 3 years off, but it's 5 years between albums. So
it was about time. We needed a little bit of break. We needed a little bit of normalcy. I called Pat, and we put a session on the books.
So tell me what that phone call was like.
Well, it was like, Pat, what's up?
Hey, what's going on?
You want to make a record?
Yeah, okay.
Cool, I'll tell Drew.
Sounds good. It went something like that. That was a dramatization.
Yeah, thank you for that live reenactment of that phone call. That feels like I relived history in the making right there. This collection are straightforward and tracked live. You say you took a simple approach and trimmed all the fat like we used to. Was it liberating to shed a lot of the production?
We never even really talked about it, to be honest. I mean, we just got together in the studio and it was like it was already agreed upon, but we hadn't even spoken about it. It was just going to be a guitar and drums record, you know? And there's no keyboards and no other musicians, no outside producers, just the two of us. And after so many years apart, that was the way that it had to be.
I like a quote I found from you, Dan. Back in 2012, you told Interview Magazine, "Bands from Akron have a sense of humor and don't tend to take themselves too seriously. We could do whatever we wanted. It wasn't about trying to impress anybody because there was no one there to impress." poor Akron. Is that the key to your success, not taking yourselves too seriously?
Thing is, in Akron, we were more likely to get our busted if we were to do anything that took ourselves too seriously as well, you know?
Like if you were putting on airs, like you thought you were...
Yeah, people would call us on that easy. You know, that's part of being from Akron.
Do you carry that with you? Wherever you go?
That's the thing that Pat and I like bond over is like when we see other musicians acting too serious.
Oh my God.
You know?
So tell me what that looks like. I need another reenactment of people, musicians taking themselves too seriously. What do they do? What does that mean?
You know, I don't know. It's like what Voltaire said, right? It's like, you know, like everything's like meaningless. I don't know. It's like that. And then like our eyes turn to X's. And
you've brought in lots of other people to work with you over the years, but basically you've remained a duo, just a drum set and a guitar. How come?
You know, to be fair, Dan and I started playing as, it was just the two of us in high school. We would get together and record these cassette tapes on something called a four-track recorder. So we would like put guitar and drums and then vocals and make these little records for fun. But when we decided to like really start a band, we actually had a neighborhood friend of ours joined the band for a minute, and
we had like neighborhood tryouts.
Yeah,
it really? Was like little rascals. It was like little rascals. We put a sign up on the side door.
But we were like 21. We weren't like 8.
You weren't 12. Yeah.
But and a friend of ours got in the band, and he shortly after that quit. And I think we realized at that moment that we should just keep it the two of us. We've done it before in the basement, and I think honestly it's the smartest decision we ever made, because if we would have had one more member, it would have been too impossible to just keep the band together for 20 years.
How has that creative process evolved over the years? I mean, it's still the two of you, but what's changed?
Not a whole lot, to be honest. I mean, we just kind of have always had this connection where we can make music without really talking about it or thinking about it. Mm-hmm. And when we were 16, that's what we realized right away. We just started playing and it worked, you know? And that's just how it's always been.
You know, we learned to play music together, basically, is what it kind of is. I wanted to be a guitar player. I had this drum set at my house that I bought from washing dishes just so that I could have a friend come over and play drums and I would play guitar. But it soon became apparent that Dan was my only friend that wanted to come over and play music, and he was a much better guitar player. So I got moved to the drums, and, you know, we just kind of taught ourselves how to make records together. So the creative process has kind of always started the same, but I think we've gotten a lot better at it, and we've gotten, you know, more toys along the way, and understand how to do different things that we couldn't do. So when I listen to our early records, they're a trip, because technically they're the most difficult thing we could have accomplished at those points, you know. And I think now we've experimented in the studio trying different things in the past because we have gotten better. But I think this record, it made the most sense just to keep it simple and bring it back to the basics, which was just guitar and drums.
Dan Auerbach and Patrick Carney are the Black Keys. Their new album is called Let's Rock. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.